This is Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to researchers, the moment you hear a sequence of hierarchically organized abstract sounds we call music, a multitude of associations are activated in your brain, including memories, emotions, and even motor programs for playing music. The brain interprets the structure of the music as coming from a human agent, and combined with all the associations evoked by the music is what makes the experience social. Trump and Clinton both won the Missouri primary by razor-thin margins of 1,700 and 1,500 votes, respectively, with Clinton and Sanders gaining equal numbers of delegates there and Trump gaining the lion's share in Missouri. The Georgia General Assembly overwhelmingly approved a proposal to strengthen legal protections for opponents of same-sex marriage. The legislature's votes defied the wishes of many of Georgia's most influential companies, as well as gay rights groups that said the bill would allow for lawful discrimination. Researchers have found that most youths are charged with a sex offense. Upward of 95% don't reoffend sexually. Despite huge technological advances elsewhere, the banking system is spending more than any other industry to force tech onto outmoded century-old banking models. England's chief banking economist called it a spaghetti junction, with money passing through several hands on the way from payer to recipient in order to protect annual revenues of $1 trillion for processing payments. Only 18% of working-age Saudi Arabian women are working and employed, compared to 65% of men, one of the world's lowest rates. The kingdom only has 67 female lawyers out of 3,400 and 21 female counselors out of 3,150. The Tyndall Report's annual totals for 2015 found that Hillary Clinton received 121 minutes of campaign coverage on the networks, while the noticeably undercovered Sanders received only 20 minutes. Trump has received almost twice as much coverage as Clinton. Federal prosecutors in Manhattan are conducting a sweeping investigation of environmental health and safety conditions, including cases of elevated blood lead levels in public housing and homeless shelters, and the possibility that the New York City Housing and Homeless Agencies filed false claims to federal housing officials for payment related to those conditions. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Ranthke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.